And a warning before we go into our next story, it discusses suicide. The government is being urged to make the mental health of Asian New Zealanders more of a priority, with the number of suspected suicides more than doubling in recent years. Since the pandemic began, Asian Family Services says demand is growing for mental health support, but those with the cultural knowledge to help people in need aren't being provided with the right resources. The opposition says the government needs a specific strategy to meet the growing demand for Asian mental health professionals. Here's our political reporter, Charlie Drever.
The Asian population has historically had the lowest suicide rate of the recorded ethnicities in official statistics. However, the number of confirmed suicides has risen from 20 in 2014 to 34 in 2018, and there were 55 suspected suicides amongst the Asian population in 2020. The rate of suspected suicides among the population also rose from 4 to 6.5 per 100,000 people and has now overtaken Pacifica. That comes as no surprise to Asian Family Services National Director Kelly Fung.
We see a lot of people are struggling, especially for people facing loss and grief, and they can't go back to their own country. And also people develop those mental health, you know, issues and challenges over this long period of lockdown, and plus some of our young people, which we know are also struggling.
However, she says stigma within Asian cultures around mental health makes people reluctant to seek professional help.
Social services and counselling concept are not kind of normally well explained to a lot of migrants where they come from from their original country.
She says research shows most people go through family or religion to seek help. However, more people are now going through a trusted GP who refers them to their service. Support is offered in 10 languages, including Mandarin, Cantonese, Korean, Vietnamese, Thai, Japanese, Hindi and English. Kelly Fung says language and cultural knowledge can make a real difference to people opening up. But she says while the service received some funding from the government in 2020, it's not enough and they need more resources.
I really want to urge government to pay a little bit more attention on the diverse population and 15% overall for Asian in New Zealand, but 30% in Auckland, which is significant. And we don't have anything that are dedicated for mental health. That's wrong.
National's mental health spokesperson Matt Ducey says the government should have a strategy in place to recruit mental health workers to work specifically with those who identify as Asian to ensure demand is being met.
We need to increase the access for the Asian population to access mental health services. And without a specific Asian mental health workforce strategy, there is no way we're going to increase that level of service.
He says only about 10% of those accessing the Integrated Primary Mental Health and Addiction Services identify as Asian, despite making up a larger percentage of the population. In a written parliamentary question, the Health Minister, Andrew Little, said while there is no specific workforce strategy in place to address the needs of mental health within Asian populations, the government recognises that a diverse and skilled workforce is crucial to supporting mental well-being. He also said this required growing and upskilling the current workforce while also developing new workforces. He said the government is supporting this through money allocated in the 2019 budget. However, Mr. Ducey says the government isn't treating the mental health of the Asian population as seriously as it should.
When you look at other groups within New Zealand that have specific mental health strategies, it does pose the question why we don't have one for our Asian community.
The Health Minister was approached for comment by RNZ, but he could not respond by deadline.
And if that story brought up anything for you this morning, you can free call or text 1737 for support.